what's up, everyone? This is Tsunami Exclusive Interviews, and we are at 12's Wax with a very exclusive guest. Can you introduce yourself?
Yo, what's up? My name is Mons Rock, co-creator, Flip a Beat Club, beat maker, MC, part-time photographer, and a dad. Yeah.
Yeah, we have a very multi-talented person on the podcast today. We really like to highlight creatives, people who are really making a change in the community. And Flip a Beat Club is one of those things that is really bringing people together from lots of different backgrounds. Like, we got producers, rappers, photographers, videographers, like just like lots of creatives in the community have been linking up at the Shady Lady recently for the Lo-Fi Wednesday, which is actually tonight. So do you want to talk a little bit about Flip a Beat Club?
Yeah, actually, Flip a Beat Club is not possible without places like 12's Wax. We actually started the network here on 34th and Broadway. And the concept is simple. It's just kind of like, I always wanted to sit alongside my homies and my OGs and make beats and learn from them. And conversely, I wanted to share what I know. I also wanted to network with MCs and with other creatives too. So what we did is we took a model of what the homie called Fuck a Book Club. It's where we would just get together and listen and talk about music and stuff. So I was like, yo, let's flip it a little bit and let's like make beats on the spot. We can pull wax from the stacks here at the record shop, cook a beat, share it, and just kind of talk about the process. So we started in November 2021, and it was only six of us. The very next month, it was like 32 people in this spot. Like, it was packed. We had people sitting, you know, in the corner with computers and samplers on their laps. And it just kind of took off from there. We spawned 11 chapters across the U.S. and Canada. We host the online cook-up session where people can log in from, like, we have a cat in Tasmania, cats from Sweden. We've had some Japan heads pull up. South America, and we're all cooking up at the same time with the same samples that we issue and just kind of hearing everybody's take on the same sounds, which is kind of dope because it's you never get two of the same thing, you know.
So who else was some of the founding members of Flip a Beat Club?
So really, DiBiase, the legend, the OG, my OG, man, salute DiBiase, and 12's Wax. We kind of all just partnered together to make this happen, and we started the cookups, like I said, November 2021. And then probably about 4 or 5 months later, we started popping up in different venues. And we started at, used to be a pizza spot across the block here. We pull up to the park, the homies would bring out speakers and everybody would just kind of congregate and play, you know, what they made this week and cook up together at the park. So it's like, okay, we need to start like doing some live events. So aside from the monthly cookup, doing the live shows and partnered with a bunch of different cats on that shit too. So now we have a live event series in Sacramento at the Shady Lady, like you mentioned. We have a monthly in San Francisco at Neck of the Woods called Waveform. You should check that out. Also a monthly in Davis at Armadillo Records, kind of catering to the college student crowd. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, Armadillo Records is pretty dope. Spent a lot of time in Davis. So how long have you been working at 12's Wax?
I've been linked up with 12's Wax since, man, early 2000s. This is the second iteration of the store. They used to be down the block, and 12's was always known for throwing dope hip hop shows. They're, you know, avid DJs and just curators and creators as well. So I've been linked up with them since early 2000s. And once they reopened this shop, I think it might've been 2000 or so, 2020, my fault. 2020, I think they reopened, and you know, they were just the homies, and so like they provided this space and they welcomed us with open arms. So like anything that I could do to support the fam, definitely want to do that. So I've probably been holding down a Sunday for probably about 3 months or so. So now every Sunday, you know, it's just another opportunity for people to come through network and shop for some dope samples, and you got to try and get them before I do, so it's on y'all.
What kind of events do you guys hold here at 12's Wax? I see you quite
a few. Oh man, 12's is like, honestly, like this is the hip-hop center of Sacramento, in my opinion. Aside from Flip a Beat Club with the beat cookups and stuff, artists who touring come through and they do pop-ups here. Last year we had Exile and Surplus stop through on a tour stop. Lightfoot, Loman, a couple other heads who were swinging through the area. They also do a First Fridays event called Tiny 12s. So they're probably going to be bringing that back pretty soon. They host an event series called Scratch Pad, where it's open decks and people can come in and scratch and probably even learn how to scratch and just kind of get information. It's all about, culture, community, learning, and shit like that. So,
Yeah, I heard at some point, I think you guys were doing DJ lessons, I think, was it?
yeah. So yeah, out of the Scratch Pad, I think there was a couple cats who were doing DJ lessons. DJ Fooders had a program based here out of 12s where people could come in and learn how to DJ. It was like a whole program, and they're working on some programming for the rest of the year as well. Oh, I can't even forget. Jay Fence has a cipher series that he does on every other Sunday night here at the record store too. So, I mean, there's just from DJing to beat making to MCing
Yeah,
to
that's what I was
people
saying
just,
earlier. Yeah, a
yeah,
lot of
people coming in and doing photo shoots like this amazing setup here.
No,
So,
the whole store aesthetic is truly like it's a one of a kind in Sacramento.
absolutely, absolutely, and thank you, 12's Wax, man. Keeping hip hop alive for sure.
Yeah, that's really cool that this has been a center for hip hop because only recently has other venues been more open to allowing rap and hip hop to be performed there. So it's really cool that this was like one of the first safe places,
Oh
for
yeah,
people to come through and,
absolutely.
do their craft. So where are you from? Are you from around here?
I'm from Woodland and Sacramento, so I was born in Woodland. It's like 20 miles north of here. I went to elementary school and junior high here in Sacramento. Moved back to Woodland, went to high school there. Moved back to Sacramento, got married, bought a house, and now we're back in Woodland again.
Oh
So,
yeah.
but I work in Sacramento, so like it's
It's a lot of
50-50.
commuting, huh?
A lot of commute. I'm kind of used to it though,
Yeah.
but honestly, I wouldn't have it any other way. I love where I live, but I also love being in the Sacramento area and just staying connected with people here. So,
Can you tell us any major differences you notice with like Woodland and Sacramento? Because they're pretty like
yeah,
different.
absolutely. Woodland is not as diverse as Sacramento, like and diverse in many ways. Like Sacramento, like as far as cuisine. And people, like you pull up somewhere and get some really dope Vietnamese food, and you can go somewhere else and get some dope Indian food, but in Woodland, for example, you get drive-through, you get tacos and some American food, and that's kind of like the people is the same demographic. Like you're gonna get more a diverse culture. All right, Roy, have a good night. You're gonna get more diverse culture out here in Sacramento. So, I think that's probably the biggest distinction for me. But I'm partial to Woodland because my whole family's there. So like, I love that I can go to a store in Woodland anywhere, and I run into somebody I'm related to or went to school with and homies with. So that's kind of cool. Like it's like cheers.
Yeah.
I
That's pretty dope. What high school did you go to?
went to Woodland High School.
Oh, with my high
Yeah,
school, yeah.
Unc graduated in 1997. So I'm still out here, just vibrating, just catching wave and feeling younger than ever.
So can you tell us about any current projects that you're working on?
Yeah, I got a few. I have a compilation album that I've been working on. It's currently it's about like 38 tracks with different MCs that I've connected with through Flip a Beat Club and whatnot. Some really dope features on that. I was anticipating putting that out last November, but I'm taking my time and doing a couple little touch-ups on that. So my plan is to actually start releasing songs like every week or every other week for the till the end of the year. I got tons of stuff. That's one project. I have another album called Medaya Part Two. Medaya Part Two with my homie Big Daddy Chop and Nah Fiero. We issued Medaya Part One November of 2023. So we got a follow-up album. Currently about 25 tracks. We're probably only going to drop 12. That's probably going to be coming summertime. I'm going to be pressing a 45 for that, which I'm kind of excited about because my father was a musician, so I'm fulfilling my musical legacy and having vinyl for myself. I got another project with the homie Fresh Daily from Oakland, Brooklyn. Fresh Daily supplied the very relaxed beer here. Shout out to Fresh. So we got I think it's a 10 track album with some really dope features. We got a low key might have a, actually, I'm not even gonna say the names, but look forward to the Fresh Daily. It's called As You Were. That's gonna be coming out probably summer as well. And then I got a couple beat tapes I'm working on. I got an R&B album with the homies Bap Notes and Freeze. It's called Them Cats. So I'm kind of excited about that too, because it's a whole different side of music that I haven't really put out yet. So yeah, man, just trying to do learn new ways to do to make beats, make music, and connect with people and show different styles.
What's your background in music? Like, what sort of got you into being so heavily into beat making and producing?
Oh man, easy. So my dad is a musician, still is a musician, bass player in a salsa band called Los Elegantes. They're from the Sacramento area, and they've been out on the scene since like 1974. They put out a couple 12-inch LPs. They got some 45s that are floating around out there. I'm on the hunt for all that stuff. But I got to go to all of my dad's practices. I got to go help him set up for shows, and I was a 5-year-old kid at Southside Park in Sacramento, standing next to the bass amp, looking at the sea of people dancing to what my dad is doing and just feeling the bass. And so, like, I feel like my music is kind of similar in that sense, where it's very bass heavy. Like, for me, bass is a foundation. So, I kind of just picked up like little techniques of rhythm and stuff like that, watching my dad being around the band. I got my first experience to see a recording studio when I was about 10. I got to go to a mixing session down on, I think it's on J. It's across from like a Rite Aid, but I think it's the same studio where Club Nouveau did a couple albums and stuff back in the day. But just seeing that kind of got me excited about trying to make music. And I might have been 10 or 11 when I first started making beats and not really knowing I'm making beats. I would have two boom boxes and play something on a keyboard I got for Christmas and record that, play that back out loud and record it to another boom box, playing some other stuff on top of it. So like keep stacking sounds and stuff. So that was about 10 or 11 years old. And kind of just would listen to whatever's on the radio and just kept learning about how to do that. And then really didn't start making music as an artist until like 1999, 98, 99. Put out a couple tapes we made on a 4-track machine, started doing shows around Sacramento, and that's about the time I linked up with 12's Wax.
That's
And
dope.
it's all downhill from there, or
What's the
uphill.
story behind linking up with 12's Wax?
So the way I linked up with 12's Wax, the homie Freeze, who is on this project called Them Cats, I'm gonna be releasing. Barely learning how to sample on this digital 8-track that I had, and this group called Attic Merchants had this song called I can't remember the song actually. It was a song by Attic Merchants, and it was this open drum break. But being new to sampling, I wanted to approach him like, yo, is it cool if I use this? Because I made a whole beat using his drum loop, and met up with him at a bar, and he was super cool, invited us to pull up to one of his shows. Then we started getting invited to play, being the homies. We had a group called I&E back in the day. And we would just pull up and rock and just go crazy. And so 12s saw that our group was just active, and we brought like 40 motherfuckers with us. So like when you're a promoter looking for attendance, I mean, you obviously want to get people who have some draw. So we would just pull up rec shop and just party, just had a good time. And so we just kept getting invited back, and I worked at a restaurant downtown, and I would take the bus after work and just hang out at the old 12's location, drink a beer on the couch and listen to records and make beats, just hanging out, being a fly on the wall and just soaking up game. And really, that's kind of like that's really what people need to do sometimes, is just to be present, just to be visible, because like pulling up to this record store, like there's so many people you can meet and talk to and learn from. So that's really what was just my motivation, just to soak up as much information as I could. And so, yeah, here we are.
No, yeah, for sure. This is one of my favorite places to come through and just see who's in here, and
Yeah.
people are always chatting it up about
Yeah.
music or just whatever, so I definitely feel that. Who are some of your biggest inspirations when it comes to like creativity in general?
Man, creativity that comes in so many ways. Like, I think my earliest inspirations were my dad and his band, just learning Latin rhythms, and I feel like the bass especially is kind of like it's percussive, it's rhythmic, And it's a bounce. So like I feel like my music is kind of a lot of it's inspired by that. I learned a lot from my OGs, from Bap Notes. Was an amazing musician, beat maker. The Cuff was another group. Shout out to the homie Space. I learned a lot just going to shows and just kind of soaking up the vibes. DJ Fooders was actually one of my inspirations as well. He was the first person to show me how to use an MPC. So I used to go to his apartment and hang out and learn how to make beats on the MPC before I had one. DJ Epic is another one. Really, man, just the people in my circle, other than the music I would listen to, you know, J Dilla, DJ Premier, Boot Camp Click, but also like Ant Banks, you know what I'm saying? Like the slaps.
There's a lot of producers out here, you know. I don't think a lot of our viewers will know many of them, but definitely got to go check them out. What are some things you're looking forward to next as a creative? Like, you know, any next moves for 12's Wax, next moves, big next moves for Flip a Beat Club, you know?
Yeah, so we're currently with 12s, we're talking about ways to bring new programming to the area to engage more people. Flip a Beat Club for me has been a life-changing experience. The feedback I get from it is, you know, people have really impacted in a positive way from it. So I want to continue building on that and just really exploring different ways to do that. So things like this where we can just spread the word, spread the gospel, and talk about, you know, the how everybody's just welcome to participate, pull up. We just try to keep building events where people it's accessible to everybody. So as far as the club, you know, just bringing it to the people as much as we can, and finding ways for me personally to get out to all of our 11 chapters and kind of help spread the gospel in that sense too. But shout out to every one of the captains, because they're really making some headway out in the East Coast and LA. Like I mean, all the chapters. It's kind of crazy, man.
Yeah, how did Flip a Beat Club become like a nationwide thing, you know?
You know, it's the worst and the best thing that could have happened was COVID. We started doing the cook-up sessions in person, the first two, and then COVID just went crazy. We didn't feel comfortable being here in person, so at that point we made the decision. We were deciding, like, should we just call it off or should we try and do it remote? So we did a Zoom session, and immediately we had 30 people pop in from the East Coast. And it's like, oh shit, like people are really like tapping into this shit. So we did it again, and even more people came. So I think we did online only for about 6 months or so, and then we were able to bring it back in person as long as we were masked. It was such a weird time. So slowly people started coming back into the fold, and that's when we started doing the live events as well. So COVID kind of forced us to go online, but it also made it so accessible. One of the homies, Kuno Rap Name, he's from Texas, but he was out in the Bay for a while. He actually came to Flip a Beat Club number two here. So he came to cook up with us, and once he decided he was moving back to Philly, he decided he wanted to start a chapter there. We're like, yeah, let's get it. So we did Philly, and then we opened Toronto, and then we had DMV, and then it just kind of just kept bubbling from there. So
So found it here and then
found it
spread
here. All of this started right here in Sacramento at 12's Wax, man. It's kind of crazy. Like, I don't know if the rest of the city is really paying attention, but everywhere else is. So
That's
it's
dope.
cool that you're even talking about it with me, man. I appreciate it.
Oh yeah, I totally didn't know about it, but then once I think the first event I came through, it was like a meetup here, and there's a bunch of different producers. I was like, okay, cool. I'm not a producer, but you know, I'm like meeting people and really just getting on like out like outside look on the whole culture, and I'm like, wow, you know. And you know, I started paying more attention. I was like, oh, saw the Lo-Fi Wednesdays and stuff, and then Sav from Lux Cypher actually invited me, so I pulled up, and you know, I haven't been stopping since. I love the Shady Lady. It's a really cool venue.
Yeah, and shout out to the Lux Cypher too, man. I have mad respect for anybody, any group of people who are trying to just build community and support others like that. We need to
What he's
definitely
doing is
spotlight that
amazing,
kind of
you know.
stuff, man, for sure.
And he's not even really charging for people to come on and rap, you know. It's not even a monetary like profit thing. He's really doing it purely for the culture, you know.
That's dope. That's dope.
So I really want to thank you for coming in, allowing us to interview you in this cool space. I had a few more questions, but I think I'm gonna wrap it up right now,
It's all good, man.
make sure everything was going all right. But thank you so much,
Thank
Mons
you,
Rock,
Ben. I
for
appreciate you.
allowing us to interview you. And any last words for our audience, any last pieces of advice or inspiration?
Man, as far as advice, man, the best thing, if you're ever looking to get involved into Flip a Beat Club and anything, any community, man, it's just so important to be present, be open-minded. We practice spreading love. So like everywhere we go, it's about just being open to learning new things and learning new perspectives about shit. And that's like super important these days, especially. Spread love, support your community. And if you're looking for vinyl, man, 12's Wax is the spot. And you're always welcome at Flip a Beat Club. Like, we got tons of free events. And if you ever interested in learning, come on by. I'm here every Sunday, so got you.
For sure, for sure. Thank you. And this is Tsunami. Don't forget to like, subscribe, whatever you're on, ring the bells for us. And we'll see y'all next time.
Good job, Jabari.
Good job, Jabari.